Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief with the Knoxville News Sentinel, joining us for another weekly look at our legislature. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
First, I have a question about a bill that I haven't heard much about this session, and I'm wondering if you happen to know what's going on with it. This is a bill that would decriminalize the use of medical marijuana.
It has been sponsored by State Representative Sherry Jones of Nashville and Senator Ophelia Ford of Memphis, and it provides a rather extensive listing of diseases and circumstances under which medical marijuana can be used, calls for registration of distributors and that sort of thing.
Where is it in the legislature?
It has been introduced. It has not been scheduled for a hearing. It is not widely favored by many of the members of the Republican supermajority, and it has Democratic sponsors. It has triggered a lot of discussion and talk, but it has not moved anywhere yet.
Now, there's been a question of the constitutionality of a bill that's in the legislature, which I found interesting that this bill was even in, and that it was the first time it got mentioned, considering all of the publicity surrounding the United Auto Workers vote at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga. This is a measure that puts restrictions on mass picketing by unions. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That measure was actually around last year and did not make it very far. There are a couple of three bills. U.S. Chamber of Commerce has pushed those to put new restrictions on union activities generally. That one not only prohibits mass picketing, which is defined in such loose manner that, yes, attorneys for unions believe that it would be unconstitutional. It would also prohibit things like picketing at a residence by a union.
So what's the next step on that? Would they have to pass it first in order for the Attorney General to rule on whether or not it's constitutional, or how does that work?
Well, any legislator can request an opinion from the Attorney General on whether a bill is constitutional or not. To my knowledge, no one has done so yet. A court ruling would have to await passage of the bill. After it is passed, then it can be challenged in court. A judge could stay enforcement of the bill, for example.
What does the Chamber of Commerce have to do with this?
Well, they are nervous about union activity. The sponsor of that bill, Representative Jeremy Durham of Franklin, noted a statistic showing Tennessee gained 31,000 union members last year, which was the biggest percentage growth in the nation in union forces. And he describes this as a preemptive bill that they are worried that we could have all this disruptive union activity. I might add, even with the new membership, Tennessee union membership is only about 6.3% of the workforce, which is one of the lowest levels in the nation. So it grew by 31,000, but there's still not very many union members in Tennessee.
Comparatively speaking.
Comparatively speaking, yes. New ag gag, too, seems to have gotten some interest. You remember last year Haslam vetoed the so-called ag gag bill?
Yeah, I noticed that this one is a bit different. Can you talk about it?
Yes, there are actually three bills that the animal welfare activists find objectionable in the legislature this year. The one most akin to the so-called ag gag bill, that basically says that if someone enters a business, and it's not limited to agricultural businesses and farms, but it does include them, and makes pictures or video recordings, that is a misdemeanor crime. It would apply broadly. If you recall, the old bill that the governor vetoed said that if you did make recordings of an agricultural operation, then you had to turn that over to law enforcement officers immediately. Other bills, there's one little curious one is right now when someone is fined for animal abuse at the local level in a court, or if they seize property, those fines go to the local animal welfare or humane society. This bill would say, no, it doesn't go to them. It goes to the county general fund or designated for this law enforcement. And there's a third one that amends a 1992 bill we had, basically saying you can't interfere with agricultural operations by adding, you cannot disrupt them, and it has a fairly broad definition of disrupt, which the animal rights folks consider overly broad and would allow too much messing with their operations.
Let's go back to the surreptitious surveillance proposal for a second. One component of this proposal is that it has to do with drone surveillance, isn't that right?
Right. That's a curiosity of that bill is that there is a fairly broad bill that regulates the use of drones for agricultural purposes, and much of it is fairly non-controversial. Apparently, you can now use drones to dust crops or survey the landscape and check moisture levels and that sort of thing, and it sets the rules for flying drones. But down in Section 10 of a 12-section bill is this separate provision that sets up the commercial surveillance law.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.